It is now 1:36, and you're listening to K-Hum. Later on tonight at the Arcata Theater Lounge, it's Ocean Night, and the folks at Humboldt Surfrider are going to be screening Artificial. It's a new documentary about salmon. Joining us now is the director of Artificial. We got Josh Bones Murphy on the line. Hey, Josh.
How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for talking with us a little bit today about your new film, which is screening tonight. Can you talk about it? You teamed up with Patagonia. How did that whole relationship start?
Yeah, it's Patagonia really is an amazing company in that they had just recently, as we know, kind of what they stand for, but they just recently redid their mission statement. And their mission now is that we're in business to save our home planet. And so they believe that their job is to promote environmental causes that you might not have heard of, but that need attention. And this is one of those causes. And so they approached me to make the film, and 2.5 years ago, we began on this kind of journey to find out what was happening with not only the present, but the future of wild salmon, and came away a little shocked, I would say, with what we found.
Yeah, so can you talk a little bit more about this? I read a couple articles about this particular film, and it kind of takes a peek into the idea of, like, salmon farming and how we're kind of artificially controlling salmon these days and what the impact is of that human control element. What kind of motivated you to even look at that?
Well, I have degrees in fisheries biology, one of which I received from Humboldt State, and I left that years ago to go into film. But, you know, my childhood idol was Jacques Cousteau, and I'd always wanted to keep telling stories that kind of saw the interface of humanity and water, in this case, freshwater. And when the founder of Patagonia, Yvon Chouinard, asked me to make the film, we said, all right, what is this about? And he really described it as a film about the arrogance of man, that mankind is continuing to try to find ways to control everything in the world. And there's some really, really dangerous impacts of that. And we've seen that with what's happened with wild salmon across the Pacific Northwest, really, but in other parts of the world as well, where they're just crashing because we have forgotten the value of wild. And I think that's something that we keep coming back to in the film, which is that, you know, salmon have always been wild until really the dawn of the Industrial Revolution, when through habitat degradation, we started attacking them or overfishing them. And then to make up for them, we came up with this farming scheme, which we call hatcheries, to make and produce in state and federally run facilities hatchery fish on the taxpayer dollar that we release into the wild to make up for what we did. And what we're advocating in the film is that what we should really be doing is really kind of attacking the root causes. What is the disease, habitat degradation, as opposed to what is the symptom, which is lack of fish? And only that way can we ensure really healthy and stable populations into the future without the genetic degradation that we've seen in so many of these other artificial techniques.
So when you took this deep dive into looking at the artificial techniques that humans are using to kind of regenerate the salmon population, what were some of your major takeaways from that?
Well, I think that the thing that surprised me was just the scale of it. You know, when I was at Humboldt State, I paid for my graduate degree by managing the on-campus hatchery. And so I understood the issue kind of from the inside out, but that's a really small facility. And it was a way for us just to learn how genetics work. But then I recognized in taking this deep dive just how huge this is in the United States. The biggest programs in the United States, for example, in the Columbia River, which now have spent over $15 billion, that's with a B, $15 billion on fish restoration that hasn't worked. And so you look at how this has proliferated across the country, where instead of managing wild fish that could regenerate, we just try to keep making more and replacing them. And there are big ramifications, as I say, with the genetics of doing so, because over time, that can degrade the genetics of the fish in general, which could then crash the entire population. And so I think for me, the wake-up call was, wow, I had no idea how prolific this was. Even in Alaska, places that we think are really wild, it's the leading kind of, they are the biggest releasing, or the biggest programs for release of hatchery fish in the country. 85% of all fish released and raised by the state are released in Alaska. So then it becomes, you know, a larger question of what is wild anymore? And when we're buying wild-caught fish at the market, it normally began in a hatchery. And so we begin to realize, you know, we've kind of forgotten what wild is. And that, to me, was startling. And it's something I think we want to bring the conversation back to.
Yeah, it sounds to me like you're really kind of challenging in this very, like, existential way, like, what our perception of wild is and our human interaction with wild, specifically wild salmon. But this could probably be applied across the board, as we as humans have a tendency to not only domesticate salmon, we do that to other things too, huh?
That's exactly it. I mean, the film is really a larger metaphor for what we're doing. And I think that we have to kind of consider now, when you look at what the UN report that just came out that said that possibly a million species could be extincted in the next century, we have to ask ourselves what's the world we envision going forward. Because if there is any value in wild, and that means out of human control, but not out of impact by humans, we have to say that's something we have to factor in. And we have to build that into the world that we want. We can't just expect that to be there. We have to protect wild things, and we have to ask ourselves, where is the extent of our control, and where should we stop? Where should we draw a line and say, that is not for us to control, this is. Domestication is great for some things, but are we going to domesticate everything? It's kind of scary. That's the end of wild.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're asking questions like this, because I've never even pondered something like that. So it's kind of cool that there's people out there like you that are challenging us to think about stuff like this. And can you talk a little bit about the screening of your film tonight at the Arcata Theater Lounge?
Yep. We'll have a couple of characters from the film. Some of the members from the Yurok tribe that are in the film will be joining us there. We'll have a vigorous Q&A afterwards, because we really see the film as an opportunity to start a conversation that really has not been had outside of, you know, what we call the fish heads, the people that are really deeply involved in this. But I think this is a conversation that the public needs to be involved in. And so we'll have a screening of the film, and we'll open it to question and answers, and expect that there will be a whole bunch of questions. And that's really the benefit of taking these screenings to the public, and especially in places like Arcata, where there's so many kind of people that are interested in salmon and so many salmon issues around the region.
And so that's happening at 6:30. Is that when the film is going to be shown?
Yep, 6:30 at the Arcata Theater.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Josh Bones Murphy, for talking with us today here on K-Hum about your film, Artificial. Check it out tonight at the Arcata Theater Lounge. It's being hosted by the folks at Humboldt Surf Rider, and it's all part of Ocean Night, and the ATL is always a fun place to go to see films. Thanks so much for talking with us today, Josh.
Thanks for having me. I look forward to seeing you tonight.
Yeah, I'll be there. I want to go ahead and play you a local tune about some steelhead. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Let's see here on K-Hum.